CFW monitoring.
QJKT mobile.
W, you're off early.
Long night, so I decided to knock off a little early, go home, take a nap.
Getting now. At home now from Anderson.
Good. Probably a few minutes up. I don't know what milepost I'm at so far, maybe 30-ish.
Day off, had a doctor's appointment at 9 o'clock. I figured it at my age I better at some point start seeing a doctor just in case.
Because I'm starting to have to go see the doctor a little bit more often myself for various little things here and there.
What has been bothering me is I've lost like 25 pounds since April and I haven't been trying.
It would tell you that's not a good thing.
Cut back on my eating, and I had some dental surgery, so I've been eating a little bit different and that. So I think that might be contributing to it. So far, they haven't found anything, but they're doing a little bit of blood work, and I went and got me a new family doctor, so we're going to see how it works out.
There's some kind of lifestyle change that you can correlate with it, so that's maybe not so bad. It's when you start losing a bunch of weight and you know, nothing has changed. That's when things get a little swirly, I guess.
Look, usually I'm doing a lot of walking, and it's upstairs and uphill and downhill and across the parking lot and everything. And now that I've, I eat about half as much as I used to, so I think that's what's doing it.
If you eat half as much as you used to, then I might expect to lose some weight. But, 25 pounds and 6 months, I mean, that's not terrible, I don't think.
Hoping for anyway.
Through this morning, I was on my way down and went to go key my mic, and it didn't work, so I had to stop and figure that out, and then I called a couple times, and then nobody was around this morning, so I don't know what happened there. I mean, it could have been just because I was a little earlier than normal.
Yeah, it's earlier on Thursday, so that's his career run, and that, but I wasn't this morning since I took the day off. I had vacation days I need to run anyway.
For a second there, could you say that one again?
Saying that Patrick's usually on early on Thursdays because that's the day he goes to Greer. And I wasn't on this morning because I took the whole day off. KN4 TSF.
I was a little early myself this morning, but maybe I just didn't hear or wasn't paying close enough attention or something. But I didn't sleep well last night. The dogs were being terrible. And then, I'm only on a few hours. So, who knows? Maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Attention when you're driving back home.
Like level interrupt right there. Definitely paying attention to what's on the road. First and foremost, absolutely.
That tired, at least talking on the radio or having somebody to talk to makes a huge difference, right?
It just makes the drive go by faster because, there's something more to do because, sitting here staring out the front window and not doing anything, it makes it drag on for a while.
WB 4EAM.
Mark up, man.
Kind of work early again.
What are you calling everybody?
Just hanging around here. I heard you. I thought I'd say hi. I was going to try to give you a call closer to 3 o'clock, but obviously you're well on your way.
Didn't sleep really well last night. The dogs were being terrible, and I'm on, maybe 4 or 5 hours right now, so I decided to head out a little early and go home, take a nap, and then finish work a little bit later.
All right. Well, y'all carry on. I didn't want anything. I just wanted to say hi. So have a safe trip back up to North Carolina, and we'll talk later. W2JKT, WB4EAM. Clear, and thanks for the interrupt.
And let's figure out a day next week. Meet up for lunch again if you've got the time. This is WB4EAM. This is W2JKT.
Week.
All right. Talk to you later.
Board TSW.
Where were we?
It makes the ride go quicker, right?
Oh, I mean, I'm already at exit 46 now, and I really just kind of left it a minute ago. So, yeah, it does make it go by faster. It's a little bit, you know, a lot more enjoyable when you have people to talk to. You know, I don't know what I would do if I had to make this drive 3 times a week and just, you know, drone behind the wheel.
Like that out in Colorado, and it took a while and didn't nobody to talk to.
For Colorado, I probably want to put an HF rig in the car, too.
It says it's a mobile rig, although it's kind of big, but I don't have a mobile antenna, but I'd probably put up a 20-meter one, just a ham stick would probably work.
On the road can be kind of nice, because especially if you're driving out, like, someplace like Colorado, I'm sure out in the plain space there's some places where you don't really have good repeater coverage.
And you'd end up spending a few hours programming your HT or your other radio just to be able to get it.
On that note, I'm actually kind of surprised we don't have more HTs that have a GPS and a repeater database in them. I know that the Kenwood D-Star handheld I have has a database of all the D-Star repeaters and their locations, and it could pull up, you know, give me the nearest D-Star repeater, but it doesn't do it for analog repeaters, and that'd be kind of a nice thing to have. Higher cost is more than they think customers would bear.
Not a lot of people use their HT when they're driving in the car, you know, so it might not be worth it. I gotta program mine so that when I go to Kentucky next week, I can try to pick up some stuff. I programmed in a few, but then since I've changed the code plugs, so I gotta go back and add them.
RL used to have some kind of like travel planning software that would load your radio with repeaters along your route, but I don't know if they still do that.
The repeater book would do that, download to this radio like that.
Book can do proximity to a location, but I've never seen it where it could do like along a route. But that just, I mean, it probably just means I haven't looked hard enough.
SW, I'm probably going to get a little scratchy. I'm behind a bunch of trees here from the house, almost back to the house.
But, yeah, I've been having trouble receiving this repeater sometimes. Today it seems to be pretty good, but sometimes it's not. I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Yes, I believe they're working on it. I think we're on a backup repeater right now, and it seems like when the weather's bad and it's raining or misty or foggy, it has some issues.
Squared away. I know that I haven't been to a Brar's meeting in many, many years, but they always seem to be talking about, you know, the repeater needs this or that back then, so hopefully they'll get it squared away.
Well, I'm going to leave with you. I'm back to the house now, so I'm going to say 7-3. I hope you have a safe trip back to the house, and will I catch you in the morning? KN4TFW.
I'm getting home tomorrow, so I won't be on tomorrow morning, so I'll talk to you next week. I hope you have a good rest of your day and a good weekend this weekend. We'll talk to you later, and best 73 to you. Glad you made it home safe. KN4TFW, W2JKT.
KO4IYC Mobile. Got in the car and headed north.
I haven't heard any updates on my car lately. I'm still hoping that they will have it in by the end of this month. I did text the guy today, and I haven't heard back yet.
Who's the dealership?
Remember, it's about an hour east of Charlotte, but I can't remember the name of the place off the top of my head.
Maybe it was the Shelby folks, but I guess not. Yeah, I just unplugged. I had been plugged in for about 9 hours, so absorbed a good bit of energy there.
I just put 24 gallons or so of dyno juice in this thing this morning, and I wasn't too happy about it. So I'm definitely going to be thrilled when that EV finally comes in a couple of weeks.
I don't buy much of that anymore, except for the mower and the airplane.
But how far up north are you heading today?
Far from you. I'm about halfway between Shelby and Forest City. Really, I'm 4 miles from Bowling Springs, North Carolina.
Okay, I'm just rolling past exit 54 on 85 right now. I got about another hour to go, I think.
It's getting on at the 54. I think that's right. That's my exit, I believe.
Probably do Simplex real easy.
Really hard, but I can't tune and drive in this traffic.
It's pretty busy. I'm going under the underpass. There's the big Topgolf here. I think that's the right one, is it?
You misspoke. I'm 48. I don't know why I don't know that as often as I come down here, but 48's where I'm at. So I'm a little bit back behind you.
You're about 6 miles back there then. And I am moving quite along here. So, like I said, I'm hoping I only have about an hour left to go.
You on 85 all the way through Gaffney to 18? Is that what you do?
Map tells me there's a traffic jam in the construction zone. I do roll that way. I take my chances and hope I can make it to 96 without any incidents. But sometimes if there's a lot of traffic in that construction zone, I'll dump off at 78 and I'll take 221 up for a ways and then start taking back roads and make it up to 150 at some point.
That's what I do. I get off at 221. I know it's been bad on through Gaffney. Of course, I don't need to go that way, but I've been avoiding it for a couple of years.
Sense for you if you're out towards Forest City to go that way anyway, because 221 comes right up through there.
What I do, I go up through Chesney and all that, and on through Cliffside, if you know where that's at.
Not. I don't know the lay of the land that well. I know where Forest City is, I know where Spindale is, and I know Shelby and Kings Mountain and Gastonia a little bit. Some of the smaller towns, not so much.
Small one, and it is actually just across the line in Rutherford County. And it's not far from Bowling Springs. There's Bowling Springs Cliffside Highway, and if you went through the stoplight in Bowling Springs from Shelby, that would take you on down here to Cliffside.
I'll look out for it on a map, but stand by for me for a second. My phone's ringing. I need to take this call. This is W2JKT.
YC, standing by.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Charlie, Mike, monitoring.
YC, mobile.
Kilo, Quebec 4, Charlie, Mike, mobile. We're here in Texas in the Mobile.
I'm here, and I am mobile on 85 northbound.
Roger that there. Talk the call, but big catch the personal. Got Kevin here on this end, and we are right here in a little place called Cisco, Texas here on I-20 here. And we are traveling westbound, out west in the 18-wheeler.
Yeah, but I'm having trouble understanding your audio. Just like some distortion or something. Not sure what's going on.
Roger Ford. Maybe I was holding it a little too close there. How about that? Is that a little bit better?
I got that a little bit better.
Okay. Would you say that the mic is, the mic gain's up too far, not up loud enough, or are you affected by background?
I'm going to say you fixed it. You sound good now.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on my radio phone here, my network radio, via Echo Link, so yeah, you never know, sometimes it's the airwaves, it can do some funny things there. Now, Kevin on this end, KQ4, CCU and Mark.
That was on my end when I was hearing you earlier there.
Yeah, I just thought I would get on here and got a good friend out there, Rich. See if I can get it without looking there. Let's see, KA5, KCA, I believe that's correct, Richard. And, I'm horrible with calls. I'm still trying to learn. Got so many I talked to out on the road, it sure is hard to keep up with all of them.
Listen on this one. I'm on 85 here and try not to talk too much in the crazy traffic, but I do a little bit and the traffic's not so bad right now.
Roger that. Yeah, I just come down that way, 85, yesterday. headed out and left from Charlotte, called 85, and, you know, went around the old outer and come out there and then run down to 20 and got on 20 here. You know, go close to where you're at and over there around Greenville, all that. Not right there, but pretty close by.
Pretty much a 55-mile one-way commute when I go to work. I live up near Bowling Springs, North Carolina. That's where I'm headed.
Roger 4. Yeah, Roger on that. Yeah, I know where that's at. Sure do. Yeah, that ain't too bad. That's probably, but now if you have to do it every day, now that's a little bit much, but I do it about once, or twice, I guess you'd say, a week to my tractor trailer, and then when I go home. So it's like about a 2-hour, you know, deal a week there, so it ain't all that bad.
Only working from home, 3 days a week, and making the drive down to Greenville for 2 days. So it isn't bad, and I'm driving an electric car, so it's pretty cheap. And actually, I can charge at work for free, so it's pretty much like they're paying for my fuel anyway. So it's not so bad as if I didn't have that.
Roger 4. Now, give me your personal again. I didn't quite catch it there. Of course, mine's Kevin there. What'd you say your personal was? I think we've talked before.
Echo Romeo, November India Echo. Coming back.
I'm going to take a quick work call there. Might get another one here in a minute or two. They're doing budgets and stuff right now, so ask me a bunch of questions.
Same process. Had a little bit of that today as well.
Everywhere. Don't spend any money right now.
That's the plan. Hopefully getting ready for what's coming next year.
And what they're doing with these interest rates is going to get a whole lot worse before it gets any better.
I am too.
It's on one thing right now, and that's the inflation. And they don't really care how they do it, even if they have to put a few million people out of work.
Not me.
My friend, that definitely makes two of us.
Party in here. Go ahead. His destination.
It could be. Anyway, it's W2JKT. So, yeah, let's see. I'm already at the, Spartanburg exit. So making good time today. Google Maps says I've got 48 minutes left. So hopefully I can trim that a little bit.
I'm in exit 63, and it's telling me I've got 47 minutes and 41 miles left.
Ahead of you, and I've still got 43 left, so I've got a little bit farther to go.
I tend to be a slower driver these days. I got a ticket out here not too long ago, so I'm trying to behave, too.
In the afternoon last week at all, but yeah, the 85 North was just crawling with officers for several days last week.
I did see that. I wasn't on the radio, but I certainly saw them last Thursday.
After a while, and they had that little black helicopter they were flying around and getting people. So yeah, they were busy for sure.
Oh, they call that Rolling Thunder still or something like that, Operation Rolling Thunder.
Familiar. I think actually somebody jumped on the radio here one day last week and said that's what it was.
Yeah, like every year thing. Maybe this time of year, I'm not sure though.
Impressive. They had a lot of searches going on the side of the road, and the gentleman who checked in here said that they were mainly looking for drugs and money and guns and stuff. So, yeah, I guess they were pretty busy, but, you know, I saw a number of people who were pulled over and had officers rifling through their cars.
Same thing. I don't know how good I feel about that, but glad I wasn't one of them. Of course, I don't really think I got anything I would be interested in either.
Yeah, they do just a lot of profiling. You know, you fit these certain stereotypes, and they're just going to pull you over and invent a way to search you.
Sort of un-American to me, but I don't know.
Blend in with the crowd. I don't try to drive too much faster or slower than anyone else, and that seems to be, you know, uninteresting.
That's the best way. I've had a right foot problem, though, and this car, just go ahead and pre-warn you, can add to that a little bit.
Electric cars have gobs and gobs of acceleration and power and stuff, and the one-pedal driving thing, I don't know if yours has it, but they have this one-pedal driving thing where you pretty much have to be, like, pushing the gas all the time, because if you take your foot off the gas, it'll actually brake and try to recharge the batteries. And they say it takes some getting used to, and you don't have to use it, but it seems to be pretty interesting to me.
One of the aspects of it that I really love, and I only do the one pedal driving. I never put it in the I don't know, I just love driving that way, and it's one of the things that made me really like the car when I first drove one of them.
Of it, because you can brake the car without using the brakes, because, you know, the safety laws say that if you push the brake pedal, it has to engage the friction brakes, which throws away a lot of energy. So if you can brake without having to push the brake pedal, you can use 100% regenerative braking and slow the car only by charging the batteries, and that saves a lot more energy.
The brake pedal on this one doesn't, it actually activates the regenerative braking when you push it, and if you push it beyond a certain point, then the friction brakes come in. So you can actually do regenerative braking with the pedal, and I've also got a regen paddle over here on the left side near my turn signal too that you can use for additional regenerative braking.
I can't wait to get my hands on the thing and start learning about it, but I think it also has, doesn't it have some mode where you can tell it, I know you can set the maximum charge on it, so I guess you can if you're driving to a place that's like high altitude, you can limit the charging overnight and then, you know, use regenerative braking going down the mountain or whatever to charge it the rest of the way.
My car, that's called Hilltop Mode, and I typically have that engaged and I say home only. When I'm at home only, I do the Hilltop Charge, which gives me pretty much 89%. Now, your car will be a little bit updated past that. You'll be able to choose a level, like you could probably choose 70, 80, or 90, something like that.
Anything above 70 in like 1% or 2% increments or something, but I plan to do 90% anyway, just to keep from stressing the batteries, because if you never charge it all the way, the batteries will last a lot longer. And you know, I only have to go 85 miles one way, and because I get free charging at both sides, you know, I can charge it to 80% or 90% and still have plenty to make it and not stress the batteries so much.
Hilltop, but I let it charge all the way up at work. I try to get all I can off of them.
For that, I'll probably do something similar and try to top off when I'm at the office. And then, you know, I guess recharging it in Shelby too. It's a little less convenient because I have to walk a half a mile to the house from their charging station. But you know, I can charge for free on both sides, so I guess I really don't have to worry about it too much.
Oh yeah, it'll work well. Where do you charge in Shelby?
Station right there at the pavilion by the DMV, and that's like a 0.7 mile walk from my house, which is about 10 minutes. But they have a charging station there with two ports on it, and I think they're 30 amps each.
God, I used to, I haven't done it in a while, but I would go there like on Sunday morning and walk up to the Shelby Cafe while I was charging. They also have a charger over really close to the police station on Lafayette Street, and Ingalls on 18 North has one as well, and also the new Ingalls there, right off of 74, KO4 IYC Mobile.
KT Mobile. Okay, well, I haven't seen the one at the new Ingalls. I've gone there frequently, but I just haven't looked out for it. So the next time I'm over there, I'll have to scope it out and see where it is, and at least, you know, charge a little bit while I'm over there doing my shopping or something. But, yeah, also, I also didn't know about the one on the Ingalls on 18 North. That's right next door to where we have our ham club meetings for the Shelby Ham Club. So it's another opportunity to grab some energy there.
I don't realize the Club Med anywhere near there, but yeah, you can just park over there and go to your club meeting. I go to, there's a German restaurant that, well, me and several other folks really like up in Hendersonville, and they're really close to an Ingalls, so I'll drive up there and park at Ingalls while we go eat, you know, so that's, I like that one up there too.
I know there's also one over in Findale, right there by that stretch where the Barley's Tap Room is, and you know the YL and I like to go over there for pizza with the kids once in a while, so that's a good place to go and charge up. And I need to check some of the vineyards because you know we also like to go to vineyards a lot, and I think at least one or two of the vineyards around the area also have charging stations. Maybe Mountain Brook and maybe Marinay, but I can't remember.
I know about the vineyards, but I go up there and plug in Spindale where you're talking about, and walk on the walking trail some evenings. I'll do that, and I'll hit Barley's every once in a while as well.
Gas on every corner, don't worry about it.
I don't know. I don't like to pay for it if I don't have to. But I actually heard North Carolina has a proposed law to outlaw free charging, and I guess I could kind of understand that.
Political stunt, though. I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Probably won't, but I could understand people not wanting to buy my fuel when they're having to buy gas, for sure.
Buy an EV.
I have one eventually. I don't know, but... I sure lucked into this one. I'm glad I'm not having to look for one right now.
A few months to find mine, and I'm still having to wait for it, but I heard I did pretty well compared to what most people are having to do, which is order and wait 6 months.
In Shelby is in the process of getting one. I parked up there at that charger and walked one out last week, and there was a couple up there in some kind of a plug-in hybrid at that charger, and they were telling me that their son had one ordered and was on the way to Shelby, but it wasn't Eric. I asked him what his name was.
You know the car you're talking about. I think it's like a blue something, isn't it?
Sure. I can't... It seemed like that might have been a Toyota, but I can't remember what that car was, the plug-in hybrid.
A car plugged in there, and also like a maroon, I think it was like a Ford Fusion or C-Max or something that was a plug-in hybrid, but I can't remember. But there are a couple cars I see over there once in a while.
C-Max, you said. Maybe that's what I saw.
A couple of days a week.
Yeah, terribly often.
That thing where they will pay the electrician to come put a 50-amp cord in your house for the charger for the car. And, you know, my house was built in 1950, and I'm just not really sure how they're going to do that, but I guess they'll have to figure it out.
An unusual installation. My house is older than that, and my charging cable hangs up on a fuel oil tank that feeds my oil furnace.
Sure where they're going to get 50 amps from, because the electrical system in my house is really weird. It's got an outdoor panel right below the meter. And that outdoor panel is just like a sub pan, and then there's like a 60 amp circuit that goes into some indoor panel that does all inside the house, and then there's like another 60 amp that goes to the stove, and then another 60 amp or 30 amp that goes to the dryer, and then a 40 amp out to the garage. So there's no mains breaker, there's no range breaker, there's no anything like that, and there are no spots left to add anything, so I hope they can figure something out.
Sounds like they may have to add a panel for you. Maybe put you in a 200 amp service if you don't already have that. Have you decided what kind of charger you're going to go with?
One, doesn't it?
A level 2 charger didn't come with mine. Now, maybe they do that now, but they didn't used to. I had to buy one.
Call. This is W2JKT.
KO4IYC. I may lose this repeater shortly, but I'll be listening.
Go ahead and sign with you, because I'm going to lose the repeater soon, too. Good talking to you, Ernie, though. Have a great day. Best 73-2. This is W2JKT. I'll be clear on your final.
Enjoyed it as well, and I'll be listening for you next week. I'm to typically Tuesdays and Thursdays, so probably catch you Thursday. 73 KO4 IYC.
Tango Mobile.